The summertime is a favorite amongst most people. The word itself, summer, conjures images of sun-filled days and warm evenings drenched with laughter and overall good times. The activities you would do in summer are also something that people literally wait year-round for. Swimming, vacations, boating, hikes out in the woods, and one of my favorites, fishing. Backyard barbecues with great food, refreshingly cool drinks, and incredible people are all a recipe for a good summertime day. Other people may like a more relaxed approach, tying up a hammock between a couple of trees and laying out under the shade with a good book, then slowly falling asleep for an unplanned nap while listening to all the nature around you. Well, that just sounds idyllic. But not everyone is out for a good time during the summer. During the summer months at Dispatch, call volume goes up, sometimes by more than double from the rest of the year. Those people who decided to stay in during the winter instead of going out and hitting the bars for a good summer night out, some of those folks tie one on a little too hard and it gets the best of them, and they decide that a simple disagreement with someone else at the bar is going to get bloody. And the summertime violence is not limited to just bars. It can happen in the oddest of places. Places you might have been 1,000 times as a kid or an adult and never had a problem. I'll be talking about one of those instances in this episode. One where summertime fun got clouded with summertime tragedy. Welcome back to Music City 911.
What's the address of your emergency? Hello,
Sacred County 911. Oh, hello, hello. It's out here on Español. Estamos al río. Aquí.
Where
are you, Daniel? Al río. Y muchos niños están heridos con cuchillos. No sé. No sé. Esto está feo aquí. En Wisconsin. Al río. Oye, mira. Mira, a ver si ve.
Ma'am, are you on the water?
I don't know what happened.
She needs to talk to me.
Yeah, but calm down. Stop it and go wrong.
Somebody's got to talk to me.
We're at River's Edge.
Was somebody stabbed? Is that what you're calling about?
I don't know what happened. Somebody pulled a knife.
Okay,
we're on the river.
Do you know where the man with the knife is?
And we are here, and somebody attacked one of our friends.
Do you know where the man with the knife is?
My knife.
Okay. Everybody calm down. We're fine.
Can somebody tell me where the man with the knife is, please?
Okay, so we're on River's Edge, on the river. Someone pulled a knife on our friend. So our friend has a knife because we used it for the rope. Someone take our, I don't even know. I have no idea what happened.
Okay, do you know where the person with the knife went? The person that stabbed the other individual, do you know where they went?
Oh my God, I have no idea what's going on.
Okay, we have people help. Heart started your way. Okay, thank you.
During this episode, there's going to be a ton of audio from various sources. The first audio being the 911 call we just heard. That call came into the St. Croix County, Wisconsin 911 Dispatch Center back in July of 2022. The call was short, and there was not a lot of info in it, All we could hear was a lot of chaos, followed by a caller who seemed like she wasn't at all listening to the dispatcher, who was trying to gather further information, mainly the location of the suspect and the stabbing. Multiple other calls were received for this same incident there on the Apple River, and those calls were being triaged as best as dispatch could, trying to stay on the line with callers who had good info and disconnected with ones who didn't, like this one. Some people might want dispatch to stay on the line with them until help arrives, but as I've stated in previous episodes, as much as I would like to have an unlimited amount of dispatchers to take calls, that isn't the case at all, with most centers in America woefully understaffed for a variety of reasons. Police and medics were on the way to the scene of the stabbing, not really knowing too much of what happened. They had no good suspect description, and they didn't know who was stabbed. Body-worn camera audio from when authorities got to the scene shows the continued chaos and confusion.
Hey, I don't know what's happening. Okay. Do you have guns here? Do you have guns at all?
Yeah.
Okay.
Have them hold it. Hold it.
AJ, you hold my hand. Squeeze my hand, man. Squeeze my hand. So good, AJ. You're doing so good. So good.
We're here for you.
Do you want me to go up river and start coming down, or I'm at the bridge right now?
Can you squeeze my hand? Good job.
You want to start looking for the suspect? I'll work on a description. I heard one person say scuba gear.
Did
you guys see what happened? Who did it? Do you know who it is?
No, it's just some rando on the river. He looked bald. 5'9", 5'10" Russian looking guy.
He went somewhere over there.
What was he wearing?
Hey, you see him?
Hey!
I think they just went after him. I think he's up there. You get out of there!
Get out! Hey, where are you guys going?
Find the motherfucker.
What? We need to know what it looks like. We got a lot of cops in the area. What does he look like?
I don't fucking know.
36 to 19. Hey, we got a canine coming. We can't track him if you guys tear up the whole central. 36.
What's our furthest downriver casualty point?
64 Bridge.
10-4 believed to be going downriver. I can head straight down there.
Negative. Suspect went into the woods at the initial location, quarter mile upriver from the 64 Bridge.
10-4.
Did he go up on the north or south bank?
South bank. The side of cars are on.
Chase, do you want me to continue up to you, or do you want me to take my squad up the road further into the woods?
Yep. Up the river. Correction. Eric, just go to the woods. We need this EMS here. Get these people out of here.
10-4. I just talked to rescue. They're working on getting the boat into the water and up again.
So good,
You're
doing so good,
AJ.
You're
holding
on. You hear me? Okay.
Great.
Can one of you hold his hand?
21 to 29.
Stay away. Stay away. Stay away.
Stay away.
Careful, please be careful.
The road is in the first up along the riverbank. If you can get guys,
you need to wash it out, buddy.
The road isn't that far from the riverbank.
Just hold that there, okay? Just leave that there.
AJ, you hold on, okay? Okay.
10-4. You'll have to squeeze past their slots and stuff. Copy. I'll point that way.
Please, right fucking now.
What the fuck fuck wearing? Some shorts, clothes?
Some shirts and a t-shirt.
Okay.
A white t-shirt.
Just like
I know, he had a t-shirt off and a pot belly.
Older man, he's in his 50s, 60s. He just has a knife.
46 to 29.
He's gonna throw up again. AJ,
you
can AJ. I'm just coming through the ridge.
Grab a whole pressure on his stomach.
Hold what?
Pressure.
Yep, I'll go to the end of the Sunrise Trail and we'll link up there.
8819 dispatch. Suspect information.
8819, go to the suspect.
Being told a white male, swim shorts, shirtless, armed with a knife, possibly 50 years old. One this person described him as Russian looking.
Do we have a color on those swim shorts?
Negative. Can't get that yet. Also, two of the friends of the person ran off into the woods are looking for the suspects. We have some other people contaminating the area.
For adult male, approximately 50 years of age, shirtless, wearing unknown color swim shorts with a knife, and two friends of victims are out looking for the suspect as well. 1608.
8819 dispatch.
8819.
Disregard. Where did the suspect go into the woods at?
I didn't
somewhere
see that.
Somewhere up here.
This way. We have a canine coming.
I can't get stabbed. He's on 44. I'm sorry.
I know.
I saw him before the fight started.
I have a rag. I don't know how much it's going to help.
And then he
but if it's
going to
help anybody,
put
it if you
want to
fly with another rag.
One here, one there.
88, 44 to 88, 29.
They don't know. Okay. No one knows.
Okay.
They said this region. They don't know exactly where.
Okay. I have these two trauma bandages. I got a tourniquet and some quick clot Z bolt.
His guts are hanging out. The other one, I haven't been over to that one yet.
Let's throw that on his here.
Do you know? 29. I don't know if that was broad. We're just getting off at a 6. Where it is you need us?
I think 29 up the road here farther. Try to set up perimeter.
At the end of Sunrise Trail here. It's pretty thick. I'm not gonna be able to see much down here. I would say go to the highway and start looking on that way.
Hold on, we're up there somewhere.
10-4, we'll be in rough the highway.
Hold on.
Take it off.
Yeah, I think so. 26
dispatch, 31
or no? Here we go. You're hold on to me, okay?
AJ. 8819 to the dispatch.
You too?
8819.
Our two most critical patients are up here, upper river. Is this?
No. You guys see him?
Copy. 8819 has two critical patients upper river. Do you have a team to go to extract them?
I didn't catch that. We're a quarter mile upriver from the bridge. We can see the squads. One, no vitals. CPR in progress.
I believe I have EMS in the area.
Do we have any helicopters en route for Lakeview or Lifelink?
Affirmative. Two helicopters at this time.
8821 dispatch. 8821. About a tenth of a mile upriver from the bridge. We have a male suspect with an abdominal stab wound and a laceration to the leg. We have another male subject with a lateral slash across his abdomen. And we have one subject with a stab wound to the chest. CPR in progress.
10 for 3 victims, 1/10 of a mile upriver, leg stab, open abdomen, and a chest stab.
Hey, tell me I'm annoying. I know I'm annoying.
8-16, 8-19.
Go ahead. Do we need additional agencies to assist with perimeter?
Yes. And I don't know, State Patrol's helicopter was in the area of Minnesota. I don't know if that's something we can utilize.
After walking through knee-deep water for about a tenth of a mile, police reached the victims and witnesses. Medical aid was being rendered as best as possible to those that were stabbed while EMS was still on the way. One person had no vital signs, with a chest wound, another with a slash wound across his abdomen, with his intestines hanging outside of his skin. The suspect was also being looked for, but with little information on what he looked like. At this point, only described as a white male in his 50s or 60s, with no shirt, unknown colored swim shorts, 5'9" to 5'10", and possibly Russian looking, they really didn't have too much to go on. And something like this, it's very important to get any sort of clothing description that you can, because there's possibly going to be a lot of white males in that age range in the river. But it turned out that that was all was needed. Just up the river from where the stabbing occurred, police find a man that fits the description completely, even sort of closely down to the Russian bit, though it wasn't Russia, it was Romania. Police detained and later arrested 54-year-old Nicolae Miu for the stabbings. But it wasn't just the two or three victims. There were five total. So what happened that led up to five people getting stabbed? That's where everything gets really dicey and the stories get mixed up. After getting arrested, Nicolae told police he, his wife, and several friends were tubing down the river, just like dozens of others that day. He advised someone from his party lost their phone, and he went to look for it with goggles and a snorkel. He went back to look for the phone and got close to a group of teens and younger adults who were also tubing and drinking. That group claimed that Nicolae was trying to look underwater at the females that were with him. They confronted him about it, and a scuffle broke out. One person in the party started taking a video on his phone, which captured just after Nicolae was confronted. You can hear in the audio from the video I'm about to play the absolute disorder and commotion turn into tragedy.
Get away from us!
What?
What are you doing?
What's going on with your homie? He's on camera.
Guys, let's
slipping.
Go.
He's on 4K. Yo, the new iPhone got that good quality. What do you say? Yeah, what the hell? Who is this? Yes. For the culture. Who is that? For the culture. Who is that? Who the hell is this? He said he was looking for a little girl!
You're looking for a little girl?
Yeah! That's exactly what he said! We're gonna
stop!
I even have that part on camera, did I? What the hell is this guy's problem, bro? We're trying to have fun! He's gonna kill you! We don't want this one, bro! Oh my god! Are we serious? Is this real?
Oh my god!
Who is that?
Oh my god!
Oh my god! Are you real? Are you
is real?
Oh my god. Oh my god, what the fuck?
Is this real?
Wait.
That's not Bark! That's not Bark! That's not Bark! That's not Isaac! Oh my god! This isn't real!
In that video, you see the suspect Nikolai walking around in the water, looking a little bit confused while being yelled at by the group of young adults. The group started to surround Nikolai, and then he punches one of the women in the head, knocking her glasses into the water. One of the men in the group then hit Nikolai, knocking him down into the water as well. Another blow or two was thrown after that. Nikolai then got up out of the water and was approached by another person when he pulled out a knife and casually stabbed him. Others went over, and every time they did, he would stab another person, which ended up being 5 in total, with 17-year-old Isaac Schumann being unable to survive his wounds. In court and during initial questioning, Nikolai claimed self-defense, saying he had a previous heart condition that he believed could be set off again with something like an altercation like this one happening. Nikolai's defense attorney said on record, "A group of drunk teenagers saw an opportunity to torment a man who was by himself. They did this for no legitimate purpose. The group of tubers believed he was being perverted, looking at the women in the group, and they asked him to leave several times before the fight broke out. It was a case of one story versus another, and was going to take a jury to determine which one was true." In Nikolai's trial, prosecution makes a very detailed description of the actions there on the video, as well as the injuries to the victims.
And you see everybody react, and you hear it. You hear the change in the tone. And this is when witnesses say Nikolai punched Madison in the face. You hear Madison testify, and Nikolai punched her in the face. Madison's sunglasses are no longer on her head. We hear her testify that they got knocked off when he hit her. After Nikolai punches Madison, Dante, her friend, punches Nikolai. You can see that in the right frame. Again, Madison's sunglasses no longer there. Nikolai goes down in the water. You can see in the right photo, he gets slapped. It's shallow water, his butt's in the water, essentially. That's AJ in those photos, pushing on Nikolai's back. You'll see that the push doesn't really do anything. Nikolai gets right up with the knife in his right hand, lunges at AJ as AJ's going to push him again. As AJ is pushing Nikolai, Nikolai stabs into his lower abdomen with the blade up and slices out his stomach. You can see in that right photo, he just missed his throat chin. In the middle photo, you can see AJ's stomach opened up on the bottom, right above the swim trunks. From the push from AJ, Nikolai goes down, lands in his butt in the water again. You won't see anyone in the video pounce on him at this point, or approach him, try to hit him when he's down in the water. You see him try to grab at Tony. That's Tony. You'll hear that's Tony in the jean shorts. Tony walks by him. Tony has his back to Nikolai. And you'll hear Tony yelling in the video, "Get back, get back." You'll hear testimony from Tony that he thought he was breaking up a fist fight. So he's yelling at somebody off screen to get back. He has his back to Nikolai. Nikolai gets up, still with the knife in his hand. That person in the top left of the left photo is Riley. So after Tony, you hear him yelling, expecting somebody off screen to get back. He turns over, turns to Nikolai, and he's yelling, "Get back, get back." And you see him pointing in the video and yelling. And you see Nikolai's hand going back with the knife in it. He makes a stabbing motion off screen. Tony's yelling at him, "Get back." And then you see Riley's just been stabbed. That group in the background there, that Nikolai's facing with nobody between him and that group, is his group. That's his group of tubers. Tony, you'll see and you hear from him when he testifies that he's just yelling at Nikolai to go. Nikolai doesn't. Again, that's his group. In the right photo, the guy with the aviators, that's his friend Ariel, almost up to Nikolai. Nikolai doesn't walk back to his group. Instead, he turns to Tony with the knife in his right hand. He stabs at him twice. You can see Riley bleeding in the background. Ariel, Nikolai's friend, is there as he's lunging the knife at Tony. That hand there on the bottom right-hand corner, you'll see it more clearly in the next still shots. Isaac goes to shove Nikolai. You see the gold bracelet. As he's shoving Nikolai, Nikolai lunges out with the knife. Nikolai kind of stumbles back from the push, comes back with his knife covered in blood and dripping blood. You can see the women recoiling from him. Nikolai ends up by his friend Ariel as he's stumbling from the push. You don't see Dante get stabbed in the video, but I expect you'll see evidence and testimony that it was after this. It's not until this point in the video, after he stabbed AJ, Riley, Tony, and Isaac, that you hear people start react and realize what's going on in the video. You hear that they all suddenly saw AJ, and you'll see in a second what they saw. But up until that point, people didn't realize that Nikolai was stabbing people. You'll hear in the video the shock and disbelief as what just happened. The camera pans around, you see Nikolai looking in the direction to where AJ and Isaac are. AJ is in the water, holding in his guts. Isaac's friends scatter and run. Juan, who's filming, runs back. Nikolai walks away. You can see at this point, if you recall the photo of Dante, he's got dark chunks on the bottom, white on top. He's got his hands on his torso and he's looking down. Nikolai continues to walk away. He walks by his friend Ariel. On that right photo, he's standing in front of Ernesto. He walks by Ernesto. On the right there, that's Alex Bing running to Isaac, who has collapsed in the water. You see AJ struggling. That's Nikolai by Ernesto. Nikolai continues walking. The camera pans away, when it pans back, Nikolai's off in the distance. Pans down a little bit, and that's what the middle photo is showing. And then you see in the left photo, you see he's approaching the right shore. The camera pans down, pans back up, he's walking away from the right shore. Isaac's group and the Carlson's group start helping each other try to get to shore, get the victims to shore. Isaac and AJ, who are collapsed. Clay starts walking back from the right over across to where his group is at the sandbar. Camera pans around the water. Water's running red. It's Isaac's hat floating by. Nikolai is almost back to his group. You can see people trying to help Adrian and Isaac. You see a couple people from the Carlson's group start to call 911. We hear from four people that were stabbed, and none of them saw Nikolai with the knife. They didn't notice he had a knife. They didn't know. They thought they were punched until they looked down and see all the blood. There's not going to be any testimony on what Isaac saw. If he saw Tony get stabbed right in front of him when he went to shove Nikolai, because Isaac's not going to be here to tell what he saw. Had some good Samaritans who were also tubing, some nurses tended to AJ and Isaac until law enforcement and paramedics arrived. AJ, as a result, was disemboweled. He had to have emergency surgery. He was in the hospital for nearly a month and had to have numerous follow-up surgeries. Riley, who was in the bikini in that middle photo, was stabbed in the side. It sliced her diaphragm. She had to have emergency surgery. Tony was stabbed twice. One, I'll describe how he kind of blocked it. He thought it was a punch coming in, so it just kind of scratched him. But the other one went into his torso. Isaac was stabbed in the chest and the torso, cut clean through two ribs, and sliced his heart. Died almost immediately. He was 17 years old.
That clip was during Nikolai's trial. During that clip, screenshots of various stages of the video were being shown, with the prosecuting attorney detailing step-by-step what happened. The injuries described were both graphic and brutal. The trial has been going on for the past several days, and just today, as I was editing this episode, in a courtroom full of teary-eyed friends and family members of the victims, the jury reached a verdict.
The verdicts read as follows. As to count one of the information, Isaac Schumann, the jury finds Nikolai Mew guilty of first-degree reckless homicide as submitted. Question, did Mr. Mew commit the crime while using a dangerous weapon? Answer, yes. As to count two of the information, Alexander Martin, the jury finds Nikolai Mew guilty of first degree recklessly endangering safety as submitted. Did Mr. Mew commit the crime while using a dangerous weapon? Answer, yes. As to count three of the information, Dante Carlson, the jury finds Nikolai Mew guilty of first degree recklessly endangering safety as submitted. Did Mr. Mew commit the crime while using a dangerous weapon? Answer, yes. As to count four of the information, Anthony Carlson, the jury finds Nikolai Mew guilty of first degree recklessly endangering safety as submitted. Did Mr. Mew commit the crime while using a dangerous weapon? Answer, yes. As to count five of the information, Riley Madison, the jury finds Nikolai Mew guilty of first degree recklessly endangering safety as submitted. Did Mr. Mew commit the crime while using a dangerous weapon? Answer, yes. As to count six of the information, Madison Cohen, the jury finds Nikolai Mew guilty of battery as charged. Did Mr. Mew commit the crime while using a dangerous weapon? Answer, yes.
Originally, Nikolai was up for first-degree intentional homicide and second-degree intentional homicide. Those charges were dropped down to first-degree reckless homicide. Sentencing will be set up at a later date. So the question I pose to you, who do you believe? Do you believe Nikolai was taunted and assaulted just enough to be justified in a self-defense type scenario? Or do you believe that his own claim of self-defense went way too far when he could have possibly just walked away? I think we should have a good chat about this in the Music City 911 podcast discussion group over on Facebook. While watching the comments as the verdict was being read, the opinions were widely varied, as I'm sure yours will probably be as well. If you'd like to jump in on that, look up that group on Facebook with links for that and all other social media in the episode description. Also in the episode description will be links to the pertinent videos played in this episode. They're very much worth watching to get a better idea of what happened. That's going to be it for this one. Hope you all tune back in for the next one. Of course, after leaving a 5-star rating or review on whatever podcast app you're listening on. For Music City 911, I'm Brandon, and y'all have a good one.